House Bill 1048, which allows the submission of sealed bids by electronic means. This is the Committee on State Affairs at the request of the Bureau of Administration. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jeff Holden. I'm the Director of the Office of Purchasing and Printing in the Bureau of Administration. House Bill 1048 makes a slight revision to SDCL 523, which is a state purchases statute, to remove the word envelopes from the sealed bid requirements. We have been working at moving to electronic submission of bids, but felt that that term envelope would keep us from being able to do so. It also adds some language at the end to specify the definition of what we're going to consider a sealed bid, so that an electronically sealed bid must be submitted in a fashion that is secure. So when we start looking at ways to do this, we'll make sure that it's a secure bid. If we didn't put that in there, we may get bids sent via email that could be viewed by anybody, and that's not the way we want to do it. Currently, there are about 25 states that have established electronic bidding, and others are looking at doing so. We've been working with the Bureau of Finance and Management and the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications on these issues. And we've been doing this for a couple of years. We did not want to jump into it right away because we wanted to make sure that the technology was there to ensure secure bidding. And we feel that it is there now. The technology is there. There are a lot of providers out there that can ensure secure bids, and this will help us to pursue that. So I would encourage you to support this bill.
Thank you. We will get back to you with any questions. Are there any further proponents to House Bill 1048? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1048? Any opponents? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to proponents and opponent testimony and open it to questions from the committee. I guess I have one question. Can you tell us a little bit about the security measures which will protect the security of these bids?
Well, this is where we've been working with the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications to determine what standards are out there. Vendors that provide services for electronic bidding use secure server technology. I can't go into that. I'm not technically able to explain that to you, but they assure us and that there is the capability to have a bid that cannot be viewed by someone else without they can let us see that it's been viewed. So similar to a paper envelope that would come in, if somebody had opened it, we would be able to tell it had been tampered with. The same thing would be true of these bids. Now, it would depend on which technology we use. There could be different ways to do it.
Okay, one other question. Do you know how many other states allow for the submission of bids by electronic means?
Approximately 25 right now.
Okay. Further questions from the committee. Representative Glinski.
You indicated that with the technology for security and so forth, you could tell if a bid had been tampered with. So then what do you do?
Well, we do the same thing we would do with a paper bid. That bid would be rejected. We could then reject all bids and rebid if we determined that it was not the vendor's fault, if the vendor had not gone back in. There are ways to do that. Typically, we would contact the vendor and work it out so that we may end just not opening. We'd cancel the opening and rebid.
Follow-up?
Yes.
But you wouldn't really be able to tell who had tampered with it.
Well, I don't know enough about the technology to tell yet. So.
Thank you.
Okay. Further questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you very much. We'll close the committee hearing to questions and open it up to committee discussion and interaction. Representative Michaels. Representative Michaels moves to pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Dunwald seconds the do pass motion. Discussion on the motion. Seeing no discussion, the motion before the committee is the do pass motion on House Bill 1048. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Brown.
Aye.
Dunwald.
Aye.
Nunnifin.
Aye.
Ekarius.
Aye.
Glinski.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Jaspers.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Michaels.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
13-0.
Do pass motion passes. Representative Olson moves consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Glinski seconds. Those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. It's on consent. Representative Junkie, I'll ask you to be prepared to answer questions on this in the House Republican Caucus, and Representative Olson, I'll ask you to make that assignment for your caucus.
Thank you.